statistical analysis was carried out on SPSS using an additive model. And just for the moment, our analysis is really quite basic, and we've really just split it for pre- and post-menopausal women, but we'll be adjusting for more variables in our final results. Just to mention, we chose 1,000 women in each group after performing a power calculation, and in order to detect a 5% difference in the disease group frequency of the mutant allele, we would need 1,000 women in each group to get a power of 80% and a P of less than 0.015. The reason for choosing such a low P value was, of course, we plan to do multiple testing.